This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with another edition of, this is our, I think, 10 or 11 years we've been together, an anniversary of sorts. Jack, has it been maybe more than that? I don't remember. The first, I was doing a station visit to K-Talk in Salt Lake City. And Jack was there at the reception. I'd come to do a little dog and pony show. And I met Jack, and we started talking about things. And I, for some reason or other, I was complaining about something bothering me. And he said, "You can come to my clinic, and I'll fix that." And yeah, you know what? He did. I did. No, I went over to the clinic with you, I think, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
After
we got
done there?
Right from the radio station to the clinic.
Right, exactly.
And you were on during my normal broadcast time, so I was there anyway to make sure all the equipment worked.
Yep.
And the caterers took care of you.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. You were there. Yeah, sort of the major domo.
You were the biggest celebrity to come along since George Bush Jr. in 2000.
Did he have the same buffet that I did?
No, he was just running for the office of president back then.
Yes, right. So I'm running for nothing. I'm just trying to keep information flowing. Thus, the beginning of our conversation this week, which, as with so many other conversations regarding your health and well-being, Jack is, by the way, a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife, Mary, and helps hundreds of people every week. Actually, I would say thousands because of his outreach. There's a program that he has, all kinds of things. We ought to explain, Jack, at some point during the program,
yes,
what you're doing for outreach. But in the meantime, the whole focus on the coronavirus and how it seems to have overtaken not just medical news, but news in general, and it may or may not be that we're getting appropriate information. There's so much info, one only can wonder what is right and what is wrong, what works for you. There is a story floating around today that Oxford University, the medical biological department there, has developed a vaccine or is farther along than any other. I thought that was interesting. They must have funding from a drug company, don't you think?
Oh, sure.
In order to do the research,
sure,
and come up with a product. At any rate, they're supposedly closer than anybody else. So one would also wonder if that's the case, and we have a vaccine that supposedly will work and work on many different types of these viruses. Is it a virus that the thing that I remember reading more than anything else this weekend about the about corona is the debate as to whether it is a bacteria or whether it is a virus. And so in order to intelligently discuss that for a moment or two, the differences, and I know we've explained this before, Jack, but would you please take a couple of minutes to explain once again to people who may not remember or haven't heard what the difference is between a bacteria growth and a viral growth?
Well, bacteria are alive. Viruses are not alive.
Mm-hmm.
And size-wise, a virus can be anywhere to 100 to 1,000 times smaller than a bacteria. If you could imagine the biggest house that you've seen in a long time, that house from Downton Abbey, that, you know, that up there on that hill, that beautiful
fabulous
home.
Yeah,
and then
right,
just imagine a child's little pedal car sitting out in front of the front door. That's kind of the size relationship between a bacteria and the virus. And when I say viruses aren't alive, there's something that comes out of the cell. There's something that you can spread from one person to the next that will cause a cell to replicate them. They can't replicate themselves. They have no respiratory system, no excretory system, no nervous system, no skeletal system, no body design, except this solid piece of material that has a little tiny strand of RNA in it.
So how does it survive then?
Well, it doesn't survive in the sense that a bacteria will multiply itself and thrive on the environment in which it lives. Viruses can be spread through coughing, sneezing, that kind of stuff. We know that. But when they get inside the body either has the ability, depending on the health of the terrain itself, the health of the tissue, to deal with this thing or to multiply in itself. But it's the cell that's doing it, not the virus. Viruses are not alive.
The cell in your body.
If it attacks one cell. In this case, the COVID-19 has an affinity for ACE2 receptor sites inside the lungs, inside a lung cell. And when they were doing the initial studies of COVID-19 back in January, they were using cancerous lung cells in order to grow the bacteria. But that's not the right way to say it, although that's what they say inside the news and stuff, because you don't grow it. It gets inside the cell, and the cell sees this, and it sees it as a problem, and it makes more of them. And you would think, well, that's kind of crazy. No, it's a messaging system. It's a messaging system to the rest of the body. Danger, danger. We've got to do something about this invasion that's taking place. And if you have a strong immune system, for instance, according to the California Department of Public Health, as of last Saturday morning, how many children in California under the age of 17 or 18 have succumbed and died to COVID? Zero.
I was going to say not many.
Not one child, according to the California Department of Public Health, has died to COVID-19 since this whole thing started, because they have very resilient, strong immune systems. They haven't lived the lifestyle that most of the rest of us have that will stunt the immune function inside of our bodies, usually from environmental poisons. So the big difference between the two: bacteria can reproduce by themselves. They have DNA inside of them. They have a blueprint for life. Viruses do not have DNA.
All right. When we continue, I want to understand the relationship between germs and bacteria or viruses, because that is a third ingredient that I think people don't. They think the virus is a germ, or they think the bacteria is a germ. Does it come from germs? Let's answer those questions. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder: when it comes to your immune system, the best way to have a strong immune system is to eat well and get enough rest. So if you've joined the millions of people, if not tens of millions of people, in our country and around the world, because this program is heard in countries outside of America, so this message is for all of you, no matter where, for all of us. When you're in bed, are you going right to sleep? Are you having a restful sleep? Are you doing, like in the morning when you wake up, are you doing calisthenics? You feel like you're on top of the world, or are you really dreading getting out of bed because you didn't sleep well? If you need to have the right feel to your experience in bed, you got to have a good pillow, mattress, mattress topper, sheets, all that stuff. And guess what? They all come from the same place. And made in America, that's MyPillow.com. The folks at MyPillow make all of these things in America. Machine washable, dryable, and that includes, that's what they're known for, the pillows, matter of fact. And buy with confidence. Get a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's something that so many people, when they hear these announcements, they make it to the website fast so they can get theirs and you can get yours. Right now, you have the BOGO deal going on with all the things at the Radio Listener Specials page, and financing available as well. It's MyPillow.com for the best rest. The pets that you have would like to have a MyPillow bed as well. You can get them those. They're all on sale. Buy one, get one free. The BOGO deal continues at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here with the difference now for you to understand between germs, viruses, bacteria. I started by asking Jack to differentiate between viruses and bacteria. So now let's go one step further and talk about germs.
Well, germs are a more general term. Germs can refer to bacteria, can refer to viruses. Remember, inside of us, most of the life inside of us isn't even human. If you go cell by cell, it's the parasites, it's the fungi, it's the bacteria, it's the what's called the virome, the life of viruses inside of us. And I shouldn't use the word life. The presence of viruses inside of us, the presence of all the bacteria that exist in the gut. And sometimes germ is used as a relative term, it kind of in a bad sense. Oh, it's got germs on it, like somehow that's bad for you. Well, there's bad germs. And again, it depends on the soil of the body. Two people can be exposed to a pathogenic germ, whether it's a viral element or a bacterial or a mold or whatever else. One of them has a resilient immune system that destroys it on contact. The other one has a very sluggish immune system. And so it can take root in the tissues of that sicker person and cause an awful lot of problems. So germ kind of, it has a negative connotation, although there are good germs. There are germs that you want inside of you that determines the health of your gut, what we refer to as the microbiome, that's becoming a real buzzword in healthcare anymore, even in the medical world. Mm-hmm. But we always think about, well, don't be so germy, or it's just another germ, or as though it is something that's bad. And in the media today, we think of germs as something bad. So when you take your bottle of Lysol and you start spraying it all over everything.
Get those germs.
We got to get those bad germs. Well, there's good germs there present, taking care of the bad germs. And the Lysol isn't killing the virus because the virus isn't alive in order for it to be killed.
That's why I've insisted that people who come, I'm very COVID compliant at my farm when people come visit.
Sure.
One of the things that we set up was a hot water tank and soap for people if they feel to when they're fiddling with the animals and then they go get an ice cream. Do they want to clean their hands up? Sure. Go ahead. You don't know. I mean, the animals aren't going to make you sick. Matter of fact, they probably enhance, like they did me, your own system. But it's, you know, it's up to you to experience what you want to experience. So, by the way, the focus of germs is the substance of podcast 200 at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the germ theory of disease, not accurate. I want to get Jack to extrapolate a little bit more from that as we continue here. You're listening to this week's version of Good Day and Good Day Health. In this hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is with me. I'm Doug Steffen.
Bye. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Dr. Jack is here. We lovingly call him Dr. Jack. He's the board-certified GAPS practitioner practicing in Salt Lake, along with being a Nuka chiropractor, which means that he concentrates on your upper spine, your shoulders, your neck, that sort of thing, to cure what ails you, if you will. So we've been talking about this podcast that you have that's posted at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You and your wife, Mary, talk about the germ theory of disease and how it doesn't really ring true, and I certainly understand it, because I think germs are what has kept me as healthy through my life. My immune system, growing up on the farm, being around lots of germs and lots of everything, bacteria, who knows what I stuck in my nose or my mouth when I was, and I still do, frankly, around the animals, around the farm, around soil, all of those things and many other things have germs. But our idea, I think you're pointing out, I think your message here, Jack, is that we have, because of what we've been taught in school erroneously and in the news media, we're afraid of germs. And I think you're trying to tell us we ought not to be.
You know, you look at the fact that when you and I were little kids, 1.2%, according to the CDC, of children had a chronic problem. 1.2. Today it's over 54%.
Unbelievable.
Because we've changed the terrain. Now, at the time Pasteur came out with some of his ideas that germs cause disease, because they would find somebody with typhoid, and they would find a particular bacteria inside of these people growing in a large percentage, and they had good microscopes back then. I mean, we're talking 140 years ago. They had very good microscopes. They had very good understanding of bacteriology and cellular physiology. They knew pretty well how things worked for the most part. And so when they would find a particular bacteria growing in a person who, say, had tuberculosis or had pneumonia or something like this, they say, oh, that's the bug that caused it. But the problem is that they would find that bug in people who didn't have the disease. So Claude Bernard, who was a contemporary of Louis Pasteur, also a Frenchman, who was the only medical person of his day to ever get the award of the highest award that they give the citizens, something on the level of
military. The Presidential Medal of Freedom.
He was the only person in healthcare to ever get that from the French government because of the advances he had made in understanding bacteria. And I.M. Sechikov, who was Russia's greatest physiologist, who was also working in Paris at the time, both of them were saying, hey, wait, hold on here a minute. It's the soil, it's the health of the body that determines whether this bacteria is going to overgrow. And then, of course, when you get a large population of the bacteria, the byproducts of that bacteria, because they are alive, is very toxic to the body as well. I mean, this bacteria is going to poop inside of you, and that poop is very toxic. But you have that bacteria in you all the time. We could do a throat swab on you, on me, on Al, on everybody else that has anything to do with this show, and you're going to see, if you amplify the sample enough, as they're doing with the COVID testing, you're going to find almost everything that we've ever known about present inside the tissue. But how strong is the body's ability to keep it at bay? So when we say the germ theory of disease is not true, germs are very important, both the good and the bad. We want to try to keep the bad at bay, but that's the job of your immune system, not your Lysol spray.
Yeah, well, I think I've done a lot of it, but I'm fully on board with soap and hot water because of what it does to neutralize and get through the fat layer. You've told me that. You've explained that to me, and so we've explained that to the audience as well. How to keep clean, keep away from the COVID, use hot water and soap. Coming up in the next half hour of our version, this week's edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack, a focus on how to keep your teeth and gum unproblematic. So stay tuned for that up next here on this week's Good Day Health with Jack.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Stormy weather threatening parts of the nation. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
Hurricane Douglas moving closer to Hawaii as the National Hurricane Center says a hurricane watch is in effect for most of the islands where hurricane conditions are likely before the weekend is over. And Tropical Storm Hannah is expected to be at least a Category 1 hurricane when it makes landfall in southeast Texas, perhaps by later today. Forecasters say Hannah could produce up to 15 inches of rain through Sunday and some possible tornadoes, and Louisiana could also get a lot of rain from Hannah. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A federal judge has denied a request for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement officers in Portland, Oregon. The judge found that Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents. Protests in the wake of George Floyd's death continued for a 57th night. This is USA Radio News. Federal immigration officials announced that international students who plan to solely enroll in online classes this fall will not be allowed to enter the country. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has also mandated that designated school officials not provide international students with an I-20 form that declares their legal status as a student. Similar guidelines were announced earlier this summer, but they were rescinded. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher said he's frustrated with the investigation process into the death of Breonna Taylor. Taylor was gunned down 4 months ago by a police officer serving a no-knock warrant on her apartment. One of the four officers have been fired from the Louisville Metro Police Department, while three others remain on desk duty. Fisher says he wants to make systemic changes in order to be more transparent with the community. State and federal investigations have been launched into Taylor's death, but public information on the case has been locked down by state law. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen. The focus on how to keep clean is something that continues to be a debate subject. I was mentioning on the air and off the air what I'm doing at my farm to keep people clean. If they choose, use soap and water, hot water, soap, do the 20-second thing, and it'll go a long way toward keeping you clean. Better than the sprays and other stuff that's out there. As Jack's tried to explain a number of times, there's good bacteria and there's bad bacteria. Those sprays kill everything.
Yeah.
And so you're keeping yourself from having the benefit of the good bugs by, you know, being, you succumb to the advice of the crazies in the news media, and then what do you have to show for it? You're still going to get sick. All right, next up, tooth growth development. The gums are the most important thing. Most people don't pay any attention to the health quotient of their gums. They know that they don't want them to bleed. They don't like receding gums. But they don't really know how important gums are to one's overall health. Want to explain?
Well, remember, I think we've talked about this on the show before, the dentists of 100 years ago were the nutritionists.
Right.
Because they knew that the condition of your teeth was the perfect presentation of the condition of bone in the rest of the body. The condition of your gums, in the sense of being scurvy ridden or something like that, also was indicative of what was going on in the tissue inside of the body. It's just like leaky gut or Crohn's or irritable bowel. It's nothing. It's not a whole lot more than just scurvy of the gut wall. In other words, the breakdown of whole food vitamin C allows the blood vessels to rupture and fall apart, and that's where the most gum disease comes from. So the supplement of the week, Biodent, I take it. I chew up about four of them in the morning, maybe six. but it's for tooth growth, for development and repair. So we really emphasize it for children who are still developing their teeth, mm-hmm. and especially the ones that haven't come in yet. So we're talking about, you know, prepubertal children, but also for adults, because even though your enamel is kind of hard set and doesn't change a whole lot, you talk to a good biological dentist and they'll say, oh no, you give your body the raw material it needs, it will lay down heavier enamel. And enamel is the hardest substance inside of your body.
Well, if you don't know, you know, you hear me talk about power swabs, which
exactly.
is the way for you to clean the stains off. The thing that they tout at power swabs is that it does not attack your enamel.
Yes.
It preserves the enamel, thus preserves the dentin. And that's kind of, that is the beginning, if you're an adult, of gum problems. If you're eating away at the enamel and the tooth decay begins, it just spreads. And now, so with Biodent, you were talking about being excellent for children, and does it help prevent cavities?
Yes. Yes. Now, remember, teeth are dynamic, just like the bones in your body.
Yeah.
The dentin that you just mentioned is underneath the enamel, and it is turning over. It grows or it decays depending on the health of the rest of the body. The bacteria that usually causes cavities is Streptococcus viridans, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has it in their mouth, but not everybody has cavities developing at any particular time because of the overall health, again, of the immune system and the food choices, and as you said earlier, clean water, good exercise, enough sleep so the body can repair, because that's when most of the repair takes place, is when you're sleeping at night. And if you give your teeth what they need in the sense of raw materials from Mother Nature, which is what Biodent is, it will help to restore that, as well as muscle and bone and skin throughout the whole body. But it supports bone remodeling, whether it's your hip joint, your knee joint, or the bones that are coming out of your jawbone, your teeth.
How do many of these supplements find their target? Because they are targeted sometimes to blood, sometimes to skin, whatever it is that we're talking about. In this case, it's Biodent. But how does it identify and just benefit those areas? That seems like it takes an inordinate amount of research to figure out, okay, this is good for that purpose.
We, as you well know, we are made of scores of trillions of cells. Liver cells, heart cells, kidney cells, they all require a certain amount of similar forms of nutrition.
Yeah.
All the enzymes must be present. All the vitamins must be present. All the minerals must be present. But there's certain organs that are more dependent upon certain vitamins and certain minerals. The heart really needs the B vitamins and the E vitamins. We know that the retina of the eye really requires heavy doses of the A vitamins. Well, I don't mean heavy, but in relative to other things. Mm-hmm. However, your skin needs vitamin A. Your lungs need vitamin A, not just the eyes. Every cell in your body needs vitamin D. Every cell in your body needs vitamin C, although there's certain parts of the body that need more of that than others. So if you look at the ingredient list of, you know, a dozen different standard processed products, you're going to see a half a dozen things on there that's in every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Although some of them will have a little bit more of something as opposed to another particular supplement because it's designed more for lung tissue or designed more for the skin or designed more for the ovary or the thyroid, whatever. So because it's coming from Mother Nature, because at its heart and core is food itself, it has all the unknown factors that we've never even discovered yet. That may have much more implication and dynamic in our health and the repair and regrowth of tissue than the things that we have identified. For instance, the skin of the apple has tens of thousands of nutrients in it, most of which they've been able to identify it chemically.
Yeah,
but they haven't researched it because there's no time.
Well, the problem is, now, I'm not buying that. What I'm buying is that people who don't peel the skin off of an apple, if it's a conventionally produced apple that's been sprayed,
well, sure.
they're going to get sick. And so that's something that
I'm always
address.
Talking. I'm always talking organic. If I don't say organic, I'm always talking organic.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so we continue. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on this week's Good Day Health. As usual, you were talking about Biodent and how it's important to have something like this to support your teeth and your gums. And I mentioned power swabs because they support as well the gum, the teeth. This is really important for people who are seasoned, who've been drinking coffee or tea, wine all their lives. Maybe you've smoked and you have the effects of that, all that stuff left on your teeth. They are yellow and ugly, frankly. I mean, let's talk the truth here. Your teeth are ugly, and they're not attracting people. If you're looking for a new job, maybe you're looking for, you know, it's not a lot of dating that's been going on the last 6 or 7 months, but I know that you want to be your best, look your best, and this patented all-natural tooth detergent called Power Swabs is the one way in. Works in 5 minutes, no strips and trays. The stuff that is in there eats away at your enamel. The toothbrush, the toothpaste that lawed, oh, we'll make your teeth whiter, yeah, by eating away the enamel. Get rid of the stains. What you got left is an exposed tooth. You're going to get tons of cavities. Who needs that? With Power Swab, just snap open the tube, you swab your teeth, and you smile. 5 minutes and you'll see your teeth are a couple of shades brighter. Keep that up over the course of a couple of months, and your fabulous smile will come back. I promise. PowerSwabs.com is the place to go to order the Power Swabs, originated by a dentist for his clients first, and then we all know the rest of the story. Use the code DJV10 to get 40% off the manufacturer's retail price, and then take another $10 off. DJV10 when you're buying Power Swabs, and the satisfaction of use is guaranteed. If you don't like it, 30 days, send back the tube and get back your money. That's powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Continuing on now, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, our weekly visitation. I'm Doug Steffen. We've been talking about germs and disease and gums and all kinds of things that are important, cognizant for you. This is the general conversation without the coronavirus being something that we have to talk about, what we seem to. I wonder why it is in Sweden that they figured out that they haven't handled it well. As a matter of fact, there's a a bit of info floating around as to Sweden becoming the example of how not to handle this. I thought we in America were the best example of how not to handle it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
apparently,
like so many things.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, we've become too big for our britches. Too many people, can't be managed, all that stuff. So when somebody comes into your clinic, or let's say they've taken the symptom survey, if you don't know about that, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, check out the symptom survey, which is done by Jack's staff. You take 4 pages of info, answer the questions, it'll take you 15 minutes or so, and then they'll, with that info, they have a snapshot of you and your health.
Yeah.
And they can give you information as to how to correct things. If you have vagaries, then you know you take this.
Well,
or that.
It gives us a good baseline to start with when you do the symptom survey, and then if you come into the VIP program, at least the basic one, you can text us constantly. You send in the symptom survey; it gives us a baseline of where we can see where maybe most of the problems are coming from. We'll make some protocol suggestions. You might want to do this, you might not want to do that you've been doing. These are some things to look at that you can do right at home. We'll certainly make some supplement suggestions that will help to underscore, like the teeth that we were talking about. Maybe it's the lung, maybe it's the ovaries, maybe it's the brain itself. All of them require very good nutrition, and we'll make some suggestions. Again, that's all free.
All right.
If you join the VIP program, then you can text us directly,
access,
and we can carry you further.
All right. Jack Stockwell and the Forbidden Doctor website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He produces a podcast every week, and we here, the production staff at it's called Stefan Multimedia, for those who never knew, and the executive producer is Bob Kay. I should give him credit. Al Peterson is the line producer. All these people are working to make sure you get the info. The last, most recent Good Day Health podcast is a discussion of the white fuzz that grows on fruit and what that does, should you worry about it or not, and also the facts about the virus, the coronavirus, how it does a number on your heart. It can, you know, they all worry about the lungs, but it's very, very difficult to deal with if you have a weak heart, diabetes, all of that stuff. So check it out, our weekly podcast. It's available at gooddayhealthshow.com. Both Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken Kronos each do an hour, but it's boiled down to about 30 minutes or so in the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, so in terms of what really people, I was talking about Sweden being an example of how not to handle this. It's basically because they never imposed a lockdown, and they never have suggested people wear masks and do social distancing. And the places, whether it's this country or other places around the world where they've insisted on that, like down in Australia, they have a remarkably good, clean record, Jack.
Well, you've got two different climates, for one thing. That has an awful lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But also this. This is a typical coronavirus. It's been politicized to extremes. Coronaviruses last for about 2 years. This thing is going to be around till next summer, and then it's going to be gone, just like SARS and MERS and all the other coronaviruses that have showed up in the past. But look at Sweden's death rate. What they're not looking at is the infectious death rate, nor are they looking at herd immunity threshold. Two very important numbers.
So with that info, Jack, sort of speaking visually, you can imagine in that material what there is that we need to know. Jack, thank you. As we continue on this hour of Good Day Health, you can get the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 30.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now 53 past the hour, time for a continuing thread from Dr. Jack Stockwell in his clinic in Salt Lake City. He's not. How far are you from the Canadian border there? I don't know that I've ever.
Probably a good
couple of
800 miles.
Are you that far, really?
Yeah.
For some reason I thought that Salt Lake was closer to the Canadian.
Maybe 600. You've got to go all the way through Idaho and Montana from here.
Yeah. You have in Utah a state that's pretty heavily devoted to agriculture. There's a lot of open land, even though there are a lot of mountains there. And so with that in mind, what is it that goes on in terms of agribusiness? Would you say that the farming business is family-oriented, or have you been inundated or overtaken by the big agribusinesses?
No, I'd say a significant portion of the farming in Utah is family, but most of the farming in Utah, if it's not corn for cattle, it is alfalfa for the cattle, for the winter,
yeah.
for the winter
right.
crops.
Yeah.
So most farms in Utah try to get at least four harvests of alfalfa a year, but almost everywhere you look, that's what you're going to see with the big rotating irrigation arms out there.
There's a lot of that. There are many places out there also, and the further west and sometimes south you go from there, there are, besides alfalfa being grown and soybeans and corn, there are a lot of oats, because oats have become more a part of our diet. I noticed that this large Canadian agribusiness has stopped growing oats if they are sprayed with Glaucobunga from Monsanto, right?
Yeah, there's different applications of glyphosate. There's the pre-harvest glyphosate. There's the stuff that's sprayed as the stuff is put, the seeds are put into the ground. There's more stuff that's sprayed just before it's harvested as a desiccant to dry the stuff out as best they can. But Richardson International,
you're talking about the stuff, the pre-crop stuff, is what activates the Roundup, activates that.
The pre-harvest, the stuff they spray just before harvest, Richardson International, the largest agribusiness company in Canada, said, nope, that's enough. As of January of next year, we will not be accepting any oats that has been pre-harvest sprayed with glyphosate. And one of the heaviest breakfast cereals, heaviest sprayed or heaviest content of glyphosate is Cheerios. And because this is the poisoning that's taking place on this planet because of glyphosate is becoming much more and more a widely known topic, especially in health circles.
Well, there are lots of cereals and breads that use oats that have this stuff. This is just, it shows you how they have inveigled themselves into every food that is processed in order to make more grow. But then what's happening to your body when you eat this stuff?
Well, that's it. I mean, I can run off of, I've got a list right here in front of me. Institute for Responsible Technology. You might want to take a look at that. They go through almost every food that is processed by the various companies to show the glyphosate content. The Institute for Responsible Technology. And the various groups that underscore what their numbers are in their surveys and analysis of the various things. And I'm just looking at Quaker oatmeal squares honey nut. The Quaker oatmeal squares brown sugar.
Yeah.
It just goes through the whole list showing these incredibly high numbers. Honey nut Cheerios, one of the most popular foods out there. 863 parts per billion of glyphosate.
You know what this does? It presents an opportunity for someone who's not using this stuff, if they're clever, to be selling their oats to General Foods, Quaker Oats, and because people are getting wise to this stuff.
Well, because of what the Richardson International in Canada has done, Kellogg's has started talking about doing the same thing, that they do not want to accept grains that have pre-harvest spraying of glyphosate.
Yeah, you'll see that trend continue.
Absolutely.
Speaking of trends, the trend for weight loss in our country, the safe weight loss process that comes from using Calitrin, continues to excite people, continues to be a focus because it has become America's number one choice. If you want to be healthy, we're talking about eating healthy, then the way you lose weight ought to be healthy as well, not some of the crazy stuff that is provided. This doesn't have any stimulants in it. Calitrin doesn't have any drugs in it. It is safe for the entire family. Excuse me. It is great. Liquid or capsules, lose the weight and keep it off. That's why you should choose Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, their website. Use the code DJV. No shipping charge. And you get the BOGO deal. Buy three, get three free. Lose that weight safely with Top Loss. Toploss.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.